In connection with a recent exhibition of his work, we had a chance to talk with artist Joe Kluck about his way of working.
I love pastels, and I work vertically. I have an easel, and I attach the drawing, the sketch, to a vertical wall, and I'll use a mahl stick. A mahl stick is a long piece of wood or metal with a non-slip rubber edge to it, and I use it up. And so my sign-making techniques come into play there when I'm painting my fine details in the pears or in apples or in the Chinese lanterns.
It's fascinating to learn that Joe makes hand-carved signs with gold leaf and that he started out hand-lettering windows and truck doors and the like, and that his sign-making work informs the process of painting with pastels that he does as a signature member of the Pastel Society of America. Joe Kluck will be demonstrating his pastel painting on Saturday, August 20th, as part of the 14th Annual Artist Studio Tour presented by the Wayne County Arts Alliance, featuring 18 artists, August 19th, 20th, and 21st. Janet Gaglione is an artist, and she is the 2016 tour director. She paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the event and the Wayne County Arts Alliance.
The Artist Studio Tour came about as the premier purpose for the organization of the Wayne County Arts Alliance. We have some amazing collection of artists that are now living in Wayne County, some of which grew up there, some of which have relocated there from all over the East Coast. And they wanted to get together and be able to organize a studio tour. So the original organization of the group came about to do fundraising efforts to have a studio tour. So it was 2003. This all started, and this is the 14th year for the Artist Studio Tour then, and we're very excited about it.
What is it that you love about being part of Wayne County as a geographical social community?
Actually, I'm not a native myself. I grew up in Maryland, lived in New York City for many years, and my husband and I moved to Wayne County because we wanted a more rural area to raise our kids. And it was wonderful to discover that we have such a huge artist community here in rural Wayne County. As I said, many of whom have relocated from other areas, and there's an incredible amount of talent. The Arts Alliance is a volunteer organization, so over the course of the different years, we've had different members step up to organize different events, some of our other fundraising efforts, and then, of course, the studio tour itself. This is the first time I've been the director of the tour for organizing it, but I've certainly attended it many times in the past, and several years ago, I was an artist on the tour myself.
What were some of the highlights of taking part in circulating around the studios and also then being an artist on the tour?
Well, being an artist on the tour was wonderful because it's great to actually have time to talk one-on-one with people that come and are interested in your art. It's not a gallery where everything's right on the wall. It's an opportunity for visitors to actually talk directly with the artists, ask them questions about the art, and in many instances, the artists are in their studios. So you can see where they create the art that there is on the wall. Sometimes there's works in progress available to see. Sometimes not. It depends on how each artist has set up their own space. So I've always been amazed at the diversity of artists. Each year it's a different group. We've had over 150 different artists over 14 years on the tour, 1 year or many years. This year we have 18 artists on the tour, some of whom have been on the tour last year, some who are on the tour many years ago, and a few that are new to the tour this year. So it's a great mix of different medium, different artists, and the chance to see it one-on-one.
What kinds of disciplines will we encounter?
Well, a little bit of everything. We have painting, sculpture, pastel work, photography, jewelry working, pottery, a wide selection of art. As I said, one of our artists, Ellen Serbelicht, has been on the tour for 13 out of the 14 years, and every year she comes up with something new. Some of her most recent works are raku pottery that have hand-sculpted felted wool tops on them. She just recently had many of these works in an exhibit in New York City Gallery, and now she's on our tour again this year, and we're excited to have her be a part of us. She's been one of the movers and shakers on the Wayne County Arts Alliance for many years. We have Richard Lichtenstein back again this year. He does some beautiful blacksmith work as well as sculpture. And his studio, he has two other artists visiting with him for the tour. So Michael Lichtenstein with his beautiful pen and ink detailed works, and Susan Roker with her beautiful multicolored dragons. So that location has three different artists' work there all together. We also have two of our artists that are newer. We have Coralyn Grady, who does some beautiful jewelry with wire-wrapped natural products. And then we also have Dennis Fultz, who is a sculptor who has recently moved to Wayne County. He has his work in galleries all up and down the East Coast. He does beautiful large and small sculpture. Some of them are horses, which are beautiful. And his gallery is just a stone's throw away from Richard Lichtenstein's gallery. We have several others that are right in Honesdale. Dan Brinkerhoff is back with some of his furniture. He has a new space that he's recently renovated on Commercial Street in Honesdale. And then also right in town, Sue Stephen Foster has a beautiful shop called Missing Pieces. And she does watercolor paintings. And Joe Cluck, who is one of our artists that does pastels, is also showing at her location as well. So that's only a few of them. We also have, as I said, Chip Farrelly with his photography, Bill Westmoreland with photography and painting, and more and more.
When people set out, it's really a self-guided tour.
Yes, we have brochures that are available in many area businesses. We also have our brochure information and a map on our website, which is waynecountyartsalliance.org. And for visitors who don't know quite where to start, we have our headquarters, which is going to be set up this year at the Dorflinger Factory Museum in White Mills on Route 6. It's a wonderful museum. They've recently renovated their upstairs space with all their beautiful glasswork, and their downstairs space they graciously made available to us for our studio headquarters. So our headquarters will have one piece of art from each of our tour artists, so you can stop by and see a little bit of everything, and then we will have volunteer Wayne County Arts Alliance members there available to help direct you, give you directions, help you decide where to visit, and then you can go to whichever or all of the studios you choose.
Tell us something about these studios.
Well, each is so varied. As I said, we have some business locations right in Honesdale. We also have some beautiful studios that are off in the woods. We have Hannah Maritz has a beautiful studio that's a little further north in Wayne County that is wonderfully set in nature. She has a lovely stream going through her property, which gives us all some wonderful inspiration to create our artwork. So in addition to seeing the art, it's nice to see where these artists create their work.
Give us the parameters then, the dates and how that works.
The studio tour is 3 days. It's Friday through Sunday, August 19th, 20th, and 21st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on each of those 3 days. And it's totally free to the public to come and visit as many of these studio artworks as you'd like to visit.
The brochure is something to behold because you have photographs of samples of the work and it's handsome.
Thank you. Our designer, Dennis Favello, did a wonderful job of designing it so that we do have 2 photographs of each of the artist's work, which give people an idea of what they will have a chance to see when they visit each of the studios. And the map shows the actual locations of each of the studios. And as I said, we have 18 artists, but they're in 13 different locations. So it's certainly possible to visit all of them in the course of the weekend or several together. And some are clustered closer to each other, so it doesn't necessarily require a long drive to get to each and every one.
And you can celebrate Wayne County cuisine and so forth and stop off and sample some of the offerings at restaurants and just see the sights, so it can be an integrated experience as well.
Absolutely. It's wonderful countryside to travel through and visit and see different corners of the county that you may not have seen in the past. And certainly our volunteers at our headquarters will have suggestions for eateries and other stops and things to see along the way to visit.
And it's wonderful that you have a base of operation and information center filled with the art of the people who are out there, but also it's a destination in and of itself.
Definitely. If you have very little time and want to see a little bit of everything, certainly check out the headquarters at the Dorflinger Factory Museum in White Mills.
Remind us again of the website, please.
WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. And all the same information from our brochure is available on the website. Pictures from the artists, directions on the map, and information about each of the artists.
If somebody's hearing us and hasn't done it before, what kinds of things would you hope might result from someone's taking part in the tour?
A chance to see some great art, a chance to see some art close up and personal, and to talk to the artists that made the art. As I said, there's a wide variety of different medium represented this year in the artists that are participating. Each year it's a different group of artists, so even if you visited the tour in past, there's some of the same artists you may want to go back and see more of their work, their more recent work, because they're always creating new things, or visit a new artist and see someone that you haven't had a chance to experience before. We have a great many people in our area, and it's fun to discover them. You might not know they're here, but we're here creating beautiful artwork. Thank you.
Janet Caglione is an artist, and she is the 2016 tour director for the Wayne County Arts Alliance Artist Studio Tour, the weekend of August 19th, 20th, and 21st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each of those days, free to the public. The website, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. And if you'd like to start at headquarters, it's the Dorflinger Factory Museum and Arts Center, and that's on Route 6. It's the Wayne County Arts Alliance Artist Studio Tour, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 19th, 20th, and 21st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day, free to the public. For more information, on the web, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org.